I'm now joined by Papa, head football coach Brad Hessler. Coach, thanks for joining me, first of all. Second of all, you know, you guys having another great season. You know, it's 3 years in a row now, but I have to believe that you're pleasantly happy with how things have gone so far.
Well, it's a great honor, honestly, speaking with you guys. We have great kids, number one. And, you know, we talk about it. We've lost a lot of skilled kids the last few years, but our kids know how it is here, how we demand it. We have pretty high standards, and our seniors are just great leaders. And, you know, we love playing on Friday nights. And, you know, one of our kind of our sayings is we play for championships. And here we are again, a big game this Friday. We're playing for another championship. So, yeah, we're pretty proud of what our kids have done this year and really in the past, too, what they've done. And, you know, we're excited. We're excited again. Here we are again.
Playing for the championships, it's a big thing. You guys are now playoff eligible after your win last week. I have to believe that that's just someplace that you expect to be, that that's not going to impact your team a whole lot looking forward, is it?
Well, pretty much that's our goals. We have three goals for the team, and they don't change every year. We want to go undefeated, win the conference or district, and win a state championship. And those goals never change. Our players know what they are. Their standards are high. And it was nice to kind of, I don't know if it's a monkey off our back, but get the six wins. But, you know, we honestly thought we should be here. We expect to win on Fridays, and we should put on a good show on Friday every week. That's how we look at it. Our players look at it that way. So, you know, I'm not trying to sound too overconfident or cocky. That's not it. But our players have high standards. We have high standards for our players. So we're just happy we're here at 6-0.
Coach Brad Hessler, my guest. Just one semi-close game for you guys so far. Is that going to impact you at all in terms of looking forward? You have a tough rest of the schedule here, but do you feel that you are battle-tested at this point?
Well, we can't help the schedule. That's what we talk to our players about. We have no control over that. We don't set it. That's already set. I mean, if you look at the schedule, yeah, we haven't played many teams that have very good records. We knew Vicksburg was going to come in and play us tough. Quite frankly, we prepared last week like it was a loss. We told our players we got beat throughout four quarters, and we really don't like that because what we want to do is win every single down if we possibly can, and that's how we kind of talk about it. Our kids have played in big games before, you know, what we've done in the past. So, you know, what we want to go out, we just want to play as hard as we can and physical as we can, and that's all we can do about it.
When you look at your team this year, how does it compare? Good, bad, how does it compare at all to teams that you've had recently here in the past?
Well, we don't have quite as much skill. We've lost a lot of skilled players. But like I said, our standards are pretty high here. Our kids know what we expect. But our front defensive seven is, and our offensive front probably are the best that we've had here in a long, long time, especially our offensive line. And our front seven defensively, we knew that was going to be a strength coming in. And those guys have really played real well this year.
I know offensively it starts with your quarterback, Justin McCauley. He leads you in rushing, leads you in passing yards. How big of an impact has he had on you this year?
Justin's a great player. What we try to do with our system is try to get a guy who can throw halfway decent, but he's above average thrower and who's a good athlete, and let him run the offense. And he does a great job in our spread. And honestly, our quarterback should put big numbers up in our offense, and he's doing that this year.
Well, but what about some of the other players on this team? Who else have you been trying to make a point to try and get involved, especially on the offensive end?
Okay, yeah, Timmy Walinga had an outstanding job at running back because that was kind of a question mark coming in the season. We didn't really have a running back, and we lost really three out of our four wide receivers. And Bobby Arborough's just had a great season also at one of our slot receivers. And Jack Jennings, our awesome middle linebacker, we've kind of moved him out at a wide receiver, and he's done an outstanding job out there.
Your defense has been spectacular so far, too. I have to believe that you're happy on that end, too.
Well, we're happy against the run. Like I said, the two games, Allegan kind of hurt us. Gary Jones is a great athlete, and Vicksburg kind of hurt us with some passing, and we really tried to shore that end up. Against the run, we've been pretty tough, and, you know, Plainwell runs the ball, and they're going to try to run it, and we're going to really see how good our front seven is against the rush. You know, here it comes on this Friday, and, you know, like, it's going to be a great game, good physical game. So we'll see how good we are.
Yeah, I guess I have to ask you where your confidence level is at with that, because I know in the past some of the teams that have given you struggles have been teams that have been able to pound the rock pretty well. But I mean, Plainwell's coming in here, a run-based offense. Maybe you haven't seen anybody yet this year who runs as well as they do. How do you prepare for that?
Well, our kids know we have a good scheme coming in. They believe, well, that's what's so great about our players. They believe in the coaching staff that will put together a scheme that can shut down the run. You know, the teams that have been giving us the most problems are the wing T teams the last couple of years. We played Plainwell the last few years and we've shut them down, but this is a new team. They've got a lot of skill on their team. They're a little better offensively, so, and they've got a nice offensive line to get off the ball. So it's going to be a big test for our defense, but our kids believe in themselves. If they read their keys and get their fits, we'll be okay on Friday.
Looking at this Plainwell game, it's obviously a big game for both teams, top of the division on the line. What makes Plainwell good? What makes them a tough team that you're going to face on Friday?
Well, they've got a real good quarterback. You know, he's played a few years for them. He's quick. They've got a nice fullback. They've got a pretty good tailback. They're two tight ends. You know, the kid who just signed with Illinois, they're good players. So they've got good skilled players. And they've had some, you know, last year they had a nice team, so they're playing with a lot of confidence. Defensively, they run around and hit people. They've changed to a 3-3 stack and getting more athletes on the field. And they're a well-coached team. They don't make many mistakes, and they're going to try to run the ball and be physical with you. And, you know, that's a good recipe for them, and that's what they've been doing. They've only lost one game. They played a tough Dowagiac team, but everybody else they've taken care of and really dominated the game. But they've got a solid football team, and we better come out and play a good football game on Friday to win.
To end this season, it's not an easy schedule for you. You still have Plainwell, Otsego, Edwardsburg to end your season. How are you going about preparing for this end of the schedule?
We don't change what everything we do. No game's any bigger. Of course it is, but that's how we look at it. We're just going to come out here and prepare like we do. And our goal is to get better every day. That's all we want to do in practice. And like I said when we started here, we can't help what the schedule is. And honestly, we kind of like it that way because it kind of prepares us for the playoffs, because you're playing great teams. And we might see some of these teams again in the first, second round. Hopefully we can get through the first round. So, you know, that's the way we want it anyways. We should be clicking at the end of the season, and we're playing the best teams on our schedule at the end of the season.
Papa, head football coach Brad Hessler, my guest. Coach, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you. Thanks a lot.